This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Pawril urges following positive legacy of history to build prosperous future. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds meeting with leading exporters to address trade challenges and boost national economy. And U.S. imposes new tariffs on 60 trading partners over forced labor concerns. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah is holding high-level consultations at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers with leading representatives from Nepal's major export-oriented industries. The meeting has brought together key private sector figures, including Nepal Plywood Manufacturers Association President, Nepal Carpet Manufacturers and Exporters Association President, and Nepal Pashmina Industries Association President. Prominent exporter Devanand Sarawagi and Nepal Dog Chew Manufacturers Association President are also participating in the meeting. Discussions are being centered on identifying export promotion hurdles, formulating policy reforms, and exploring strategic solutions to strengthen Nepal's trade sector. The high-level interaction comes as part of Prime Minister Shah's continuous initiative to engage directly with private sector leaders and economic stakeholders to revive national production and drive sustainable economic growth. President Ramchandra Pawril has stated that current generations can do justice to the present only by embracing and following the positive aspects of the nation's history. Speaking today at a ceremony marking the 225th birth anniversary of national hero Bhimsen Thapa, President Pawril emphasized that honoring ancestral sacrifices which allow Nepalese to stand proud in a sovereign nation will chart a clear path toward a golden future. He underscored that paying true tribute to national luminaries like Bhimsen Thapa requires collective action to end corruption, eliminate social anomalies, and accelerate economic development through good governance. Describing Bhimsen Thapa as a visionary statesman and skilled administrator, President Pawril highlighted his unwavering patriotism during conflicts with the British alongside his pioneering social, economic, legal and military modernization reforms. During the event, border expert Buddhi Narayan Srestha was honored for his distinguished contributions. Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Kanal has called on honorary consuls in Nepal to play a proactive and results-oriented role in boosting trade, foreign direct investment, tourism and technology transfer, forming economic diplomacy as a core priority of Nepal's foreign policy. Framing economic diplomacy as a core priority of Nepal's foreign policy. Addressing the 19th Annual General Meeting and Charter Day of the Honorary Consular Corps, Nepal, on Thursday in Kathmandu, Minister Kanal emphasized that consuls serve as a vital bridges, especially for nations without residential diplomatic missions in Nepal, to expand trade, institutional ties and people-to-people relations. He assured that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is committed to facilitating their work and reviewing existing regulations, facilities and operational guidelines to align with international practices. Highlighting Nepal's current political stability, policy predictability and commitment to good governance, Minister Kanal urged consuls to transform traditional diplomatic warmth into concrete, measurable economic outcomes. He outlined three key priorities for the consular corps: developing country-specific strategic action plans, focusing on investment and technology transfer, hosting regular business-to-business B2B networking programs, and delivering citizen-friendly, efficient consular services. Concluding his address, Minister Kanal commended the corps for their ongoing contributions and expressed confidence that enhanced collaboration between foreign missions, private sector networks and honorary consuls will significantly advance Nepal's economic transformation and international partnerships. During the General Assembly, Suraj Baite, who is the Honorary Consul General of the Philippines to Nepal and former FNCCI President, was was unanimously elected as the new dean of the Honorary Consular Corps Nepal, succeeding outgoing Dean Pola Bikram Thapa. The Embassy of the Arab Republic of Egypt in Kathmandu hosted a reception on Thursday evening to celebrate the nation's 74th National Day, reaffirming nearly 7 decades of close diplomatic relations and mutual cooperation with Nepal. The event, hosted by Egyptian Ambassador Sharif El Diwani, featured Vice President Ramsay Prasad Yadav as the chief guest, alongside members of diplomatic corps, government officials, and distinguished guests. Addressing the gathering, Ambassador L. Diwani highlighted the enduring bond between the two nations since establishing formal ties in July 1957. He pointed to recent progress, including the bilateral consultations held in June that resulted in new agreements, notably a partnership between Nepal's Foreign Service Institute and Egypt's Institute for Diplomatic Studies. The ambassador outlined Egypt's transformation under its Vision 2030 strategy, emphasizing major developments in infrastructure, renewable energy, green hydrogen, and sustainable tourism. He also noted the growing educational ties with Nepali students continuing their studies at renowned institutions like Al-Azhar University. Expressing appreciation to the government and people of Nepal, Ambassador L. Diwani reaffirmed Egypt's commitment to peace, regional stability, and expanded economic partnership. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The United States has imposed new tariffs on imports from 60 trading partners, accusing them of failing to take adequate action against forced labor. According to the BBC, the new duties, ranging from 10% to 12.5%, took effect on Friday. They apply to major trading partners, including the United Kingdom, China, the European Union, Canada, Japan, and India, after a temporary 10% tariff introduced earlier this year expired. The move marks the latest escalation in the global trade dispute under President Donald Trump, who has made higher import tariffs a key part of his trade policy since returning to office last year. Earlier this year, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that many of the tariffs imposed under the emergency powers had been enacted unlawfully. Since then, the Trump administration has relied on other legal provisions to continue its tariff strategy. Last month, the White House proposed the new duties, arguing that many countries had failed to effectively prevent goods produced through forced labor from entering international supply chains. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greave said the tariffs are intended to address human rights concerns and unfair trade practices. Indian activist Sonam Wangchuk has ended his 26-day hunger strike after holding talks with the government over the demands of youth-led protesters seeking educational reforms. In a post on X, Wangchuk said he decided to end the fast after lengthy negotiations on several conditions and to prevent any possibility of violence. The 59-year-old activist, who had launched hunger strike in support of the Cockroach Janata Party, whose members are also demanding the resignation of Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan. Wangchuk had earlier said he had lost 11 kilograms during the fast. He was taken to the hospital after being removed by police from a protest site in New Delhi last Saturday. According to Indian media reports, Wangchuk ended his fast after the government assured him that no legal action would be taken against protesters demonstrating at Jantar Mantar. Senior government ministers also visited him in the hospital before he called off the protest. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. President Ramchandra Powdal urges following positive legacy of history to build prosperous future. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds meeting with leading exporters to address trade challenges and boost national economy, and U.S. imposes new tariffs on 60 trading partners over forced labor concerns. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.